If you have a study Bible and you look in there, they will take note of this, but they take note of it for the wrong reason. When you look at John 1:14, it says that Yahshua became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us. Most of the translations actually read tabernacled, and I'll read this. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now here's the note that they have in the Bible I'm using, which is the New American Standard. It's the Zondervan Study Bible. And the note here says the Greek for dwelt is connected with the word for tent / tabernacle, okay, which in the Hebrew, of course, is Sukkoth, the Feast of Tabernacles. The verse would have reminded John's Jewish readers of the tent of meeting, which was filled by the glory of Yahweh. Well, sure, it would have reminded them of that, but specifically what it should have reminded them of was the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkoth. And, of course, as it describes when you look in Leviticus chapter 23, it shows that the children of Israel kept the Feast of Tabernacles to remind them of the time that they were in the wilderness in a temporary condition and, of course, waiting to inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, the promised land, which shall come for those who are faithful. And so, again, by looking at these verses and understanding, you know, first as we began over in Luke and learned that Yahshua would have been conceived 6 months after John the Baptist, seeing how John the Baptist would have been conceived, how did we find that? It would have been in June, and then Yahshua would have been conceived in December, and he would have been born undoubtedly. Again, the other thing that we know, when you continue reading the story and you find out how that it was necessary for Joseph to take Miriam and go up and to register with the Romans, they had to go up to Bethlehem, which was the city where his forefathers had come from. And again, the Romans would not have been doing that just at any other time of the year, but they were doing it at the time that was convenient to go up, and that, of course, would have been the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. So Yahshua would have been born on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, circumcised on the last great day, the eighth day of the feast. According to the scriptures, Yahshua was not born on December 25th. December is the month when Yahshua was conceived. Once it has been established that Yahshua was not born on December the 25th, we can look at the Christmas celebration and determine what it is really all about. And, of course, we don't have time to get into that, as this is just a short study today. But in any event, it has to do with the winter solstice. And as I began this study, pointing out the fact that when you look over in Jeremiah 10, that Yahweh has told us not to be as the nations, don't be fearful of the signs of heaven, and how these various ancient customs have actually been carried down through to our time as they were absorbed into Christianity, beginning actually with the coming forth of the Catholic Church and all of those things. And, of course, most of these things, if you look at it historically, became a part of what Christianity is all about when the Council of Nicaea took place almost 300 years after Yahshua's death. So these are things to think about. When you're in the store, and, of course, I spent a little bit of time in the stores this last week, and they have those songs playing, and you're listening to them, think to yourself that Yahshua was not born at this time of the year. He was born at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. And let's put our minds on those things, and let us be warned of these things so that we don't follow the ways of the nations, but that we follow the way that Yahweh would have us to go, of the true Israel of Yahweh. And, of course, if you look over in Galatians, and that's one of my favorite verses over here, when you consider who we are in Galatians chapter 6, the fact that in verse 13, for those who are circumcised do not keep the law themselves, but they desire to have you circumcised so that they may boast in your flesh. But may it never be that I would boast except for the torture stake of our master Yahshua the Messiah, through which the world has been impaled to me, and I to the world. In other words, the ways of this world, and especially the customs that they have, and Christmas in particular, is not what we're supposed to do. For neither is circumcision anything, which means if a person is physically circumcised, what does it mean? Has it changed the person in some supernatural or spiritual way? No. For neither circumcision is anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation, that we should be a new people. And those who walk by His rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of Yahweh. And so we must be the Israel of Yahweh and separate ourselves from the customs of the nations. So again, remember those scriptures, and again, you don't have to go into the great details that I did, but if anybody wants a copy of that appendix from the Companion Bible, let me know and I can make you a copy. I can give you the one. I have two of them with me. But in any event, these are the things which we as Yahweh's people have been shown. Remember, Daniel 12, that knowledge shall be greatly increased, and it has been. As we have been shown the truth, and Yahshua said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So let's be free of these pagan customs completely. Let's not allow them to cause us to be placed in any type of bondage, you know, even in our minds, you know, to go back to the time when we were observing those things, as many of us did. And let us go on to do what Yahweh would have us to do, His will and His way. And may Yahweh bless you.